Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
It's 8:38 on East Coast Breakfast, a.k.a. Fella in Versace, joining us live on East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio, right now. Hashim Amla and Imran Tahir. Good morning, boys.
Morning.
How's it, man? I'm not even going to ask you why you guys are in the building. I'm just going to drag you in here and say, how's it? Oh, by the way, we'll be live on Facebook right now. So go to East Coast Breakfast Facebook. We are live. And I think Kerry's filming as well. I don't know what that's for.
I've got my Instagram live.
Okay, Kerry's Insta is live as well. So we've got the two of you in the room. Obviously, we're going to talk all things cricket. But first things first. Can we just, let's just get this out of the way. Let's address the elephant in the room. Hash?
Yeah.
The Dolphins miss you.
Right.
We all miss you. So, now that you're here in Durban,
yeah,
feeling a little bit homesick.
Durban Heat, hopefully.
Durban Heat.
Yeah, Durban's great, man. You know, it's home for me.
Dolphins?
Dolphins also great. Cobras are great as well. You know, it's one team, you know. You know, I'll be playing for the Durban Heat, Mzanzili Super League.
So you need to get
it flowing on the tongue again.
Yeah.
You know, so happy to be back, and it's cool.
It's good to have you in town, man.
Thank you.
And for you, Imran, first things first, well done for winning the Man of the Series, even though you played one game and just killed the Zim. But you guys are traveling to Oz next week. How's everything going? How's the team? How's Rabada? How's my boy Lungi?
Yeah, they're all good. Thanks. We had a great series, and we're really looking forward for Oz tour. And then, hopefully we go and win it and come back happy.
And in terms, I saw something, the whole celebration, because obviously we know everything about your celebration. It seems like you've turned it down a bit now. Like against Zim, you were like pretty okay. When you got the 5 wickets against him, that was pretty hectic, your celebration. But like all the other matches, you're like, you're pretty chilled about it. You're like, well, this is what I do. Like, what's going on there, right?
I think it's when I put the Protea shirt on, I think that's where I get the goosebumps, and I give everything I got. But I think I always do it in my way, and I don't know what I do, to be honest with you, but it's just happened when I take wicket, and it's just come naturally. So, after hearing from you, I'll try my best to give a little bit more boost in myself.
Yeah, please, especially in Australia.
Yeah, definitely, that'll be the place, but obviously for that I need to take wickets, and really looking forward for a good challenge.
Well, it's non-stop for you guys, well through to December. You're off to Australia, and then Pakistan comes here.
Yeah.
And you're doing the whole thing. You're doing the ODIs, the tests, the T20. What have you done in preparation for the Australian tour?
Well, I've been training and chilling at home more than anything. Obviously, I got the injury that ruled me out of the Aussie tour. But me and them have been busy. You know, they've had the series against them, so that kind of keeps you ticking.
Mm. Although, really, how much pressure does Zimbabwe put on you?
No, obviously they're not the, I wouldn't say the top ranked team, but what it does do is keeps you in the game. And I know playing against teams like Zimbabwe, it's a great precursor to a big tour. So I think the guys' confidence are high, and I think it'd be wonderful for South Africa to go there. And you know, we've had good tours in Australia over the last couple of times being there. So I think everybody would be very optimistic.
And have you guys even started thinking about the World Cup next year? Because that's a big thing. I mean, we can smash Australia, we can smash Zim, Pakistan comes here, we smash them. But the World Cup, at the end of the day,
it's what it's all about.
It's what it's all about, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely thinking about it. If I said no, then obviously hiding something. Look, for that, obviously, Hash mentioned we started from now because we're starting into a season.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we just need to go and whoever we play, we just try to win as many games as we can for this year and the next year, and go confidence with the confidence going into the World Cup.
Well, I just want to say, Hashim Amla, Imran Tahir, they are remarkably chilled and composed for two guys that have just been pulled into a studio to come and chat to us. So we're going to keep you a little bit longer. You guys are nailing it. You created this. You're fantastic at this. And we're going to chat to you a little bit more. Should we ask some tougher questions?
Yeah.
We've got them in the room now.
We're going to turn up the heat.
All right. In about 8 or 9 minutes, we're going to continue with you guys. Hashim Amla, Imran Tahir. They were just sitting in the foyer. So we're like, No. Come sit here. Chat to us. And they're here with us right now. So we're really, really excited. We're going to ask you a whole bunch of questions. Busy, busy season for the Proteas. You're off to Australia. Then you come back here. Pakistan's visiting us. What format are we using? Or are we playing 5 tests, 3 tests? How many ODIs? How many T20s in Australia?
We're playing 3 ODIs and 1 T20s and I think 2 side games.
Okay, so in and out.
Yes.
But when Pakistan comes here, we're playing the full series.
Yes, the full series.
Which is how many tests?
I think it's 3. Yeah.
3 tests, 5 ODIs, and 3 T20s.
3 T20s.
Yo, that's going to be epic. It's going to be epic. And Imran, can we just talk about that hat-trick against Zimbabwe?
It was very special, but to be honest with you, I didn't know first that I got the hat trick. Empire told me I was just happy. The ball I wanted to bowl, I exactly bowled the same ball and I got a wicket. So yeah. I was really pleased with that. But then, because I took a wicket over before last ball, and then 2 in the next over.
Oh, okay.
Look, it was a great feeling, and just really glad I've got international hat trick.
That's awesome.
And we're talking about this off air, the Mzansi Super League, which is pretty exciting. Got launched last week. You guys got drafted. We're happy to have Hashim here. Imran, you in Nelson Mandela Giants, right?
Yes, yeah.
Now, I said this on air last week. On paper, for me, Durban Heat has the strongest team.
Easy.
Sorry to the Giants. But, like, when you guys look at other teams, which teams don't you want to face? Imran?
Look, I'm prepared to face anything. So. Otherwise, I think I withdraw myself. For me, all teams are really balanced, and it's going to be a great challenge, and it's very exciting time for South Africa and for the cricket in South Africa, and especially for the youngsters to get more opportunities. So, yeah, I just wish everyone all the best, and really looking forward when we come back and be part of this Mzansi League.
Yeah. And Hash, are you happy with the favorites tag?
Yeah, well, I think it's a bit early for any favorites tag. But you know what? As a current player, when you look at all the teams, you know the domestic players, so you kind of have a sense that each team is a very good team.
Mm.
So it's hard for us to pick, just the favorite one on paper. I know the spectators may see, okay, they've got a few national players, players, etc. But we know the domestic players and how well they've done. So when you see them put into each team, you kind of say, okay, each team actually is very dangerous. I'd be very, very skeptical to give any favorites tag to anybody, because when I look at the PAL team or the Johannesburg team, the Durban team, even Imi's team, Imi's coming off hat-trick, and you know how dangerous he is in T20s. So each team for me feels like a very impactful team.
I'm with Sky on this one. Maybe I'm being biased, but if you've got Kyle Everett, David Miller, Hashim Amla on one team, that's the team to beat, people. Let me tell you something. All right, we just hijacked you. Why did you guys come here? Why are you in the building? Great to have you here, but why did you guys come here today?
Well, they're launching the New Balance shirt, the new Balance shirt.
Okay.
It's the hashtag One As One. We've got some boxes for you guys to have a look at and to marvel at. That's why we're here, to chat about it. It's a great concept. It's a great initiative from New Balance. So
there's Prezzies. You brought Prezzies?
Thank you.
This is Kerry Miller's first ever sporting shirt. Yeah, it is.
Okay, yeah.
All right, is there anything you want to talk about the shirt?
Well, there's a few things. Yeah. Nowadays, every year, the shirts get more high-tech, more innovative. And I think with this shirt being a World Cup year season coming up as well. There's quite a few things they've added into it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I remember them saying is like the Proteas have seven letters, so they've added seven different shades of green on it.
Wow.
Yeah, so they've gone, you know, pretty snazzy.
Okay.
Yeah. As well as the high tech, you know, climate cool, whatever type of technology they go in it into.
Yes, they've got that nanotechnology.
Yeah,
which according to the temperature outside, it adjusts the shirt.
Yeah.
That's in this. Get out of town!
And you're going to be wearing it. Can you believe it?
Respect. Yes! Yes! How many did you bring?
We brought three.
Three. So, Kerry Miller, what size are you?
I'm going to say medium.
A girl, medium.
Yeah.
Sky?
Yeah, I think like XL, mate.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll be about the same size as Sky.
No. You're like a triple XL, 4XL.
What?
Yeah. It comes with some sandpaper on the side.
Everyone to hear Hashim Amla. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for the prezzies. All the best for Australia. Australia, I'm not worried about. All the best for Pakistan when they come here, okay?
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.